Thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Live Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Rob Zarek. I'm joined by, I guess I'm my co-host, Nikki Paranormal. Nikki, you there?
I am here.
Hello, that's hello. Good because traditionally you do the intro, so it kind of threw me off that you weren't speaking. Is that the new format for the Live Paranormal Show?
I suppose so. Yeah.
Awesome. So it's been a while since we've been on. We took a little bit of a hiatus for multiple reasons. One of the good reasons was we were out filming investigations. And I think it went pretty well. We did some live streams. So technically, the Live Paranormal Show still continued. It just continued via TikTok live stream.
Right.
That it and we didn't tell anybody about it on Facebook, so it was kind of like, you know what, there was
that.
A million things going. Yeah, you know what, it was one of those things that was like, you're battling reception, and we just didn't do it. I wish I had a better reasoning for why we didn't even like post anything, but, you know, I don't know the crossover. There's no crossover, you know, in TikTok to Facebook when it comes to easy, you know, so it's, it is what it is. It was very successful. We had some interesting things. If you didn't get a chance to catch it, I do have good news, is that we are now through restream.io and we can restream, hence the name, our live streams that we do on other platforms onto Facebook, YouTube. I say YouTube, and we don't traditionally use YouTube. We plan on bringing YouTube into the forefront. Our last post was in 2018, so we're a little bit behind, but we will be streaming our investigations and some of our remote cams and standstill cameras on Facebook Live so people can enjoy watching them, and obviously they would never have seen them before because there's stuff that we've captured off of live stream or using a different platform like TikTok. So that will start this week.
Yes.
As soon as probably tomorrow.
Ooh.
So that'll be fun. That's
get ready, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I think that live stream that we did this past Tuesday, it was the Tuesday before. All the Tuesdays have just come together. It seems like it's our show day, but it's also like our investigation day. It's funny how our real life's lined up that our investigation day would be on our show day. Funny enough. But actually, you know, we streamed live both Tuesdays, and we were at a theater, so that's kind of cool that we have, you know, we did another theater, and it was just so massive and so much stuff going on that, you know, we hope it was just hard to capture in that little bit amount of time. We'll be going back there, and then the time before we were at Creepy Ed's, and Creepy Ed's, he didn't disappoint.
Yeah.
He was clearly there. He was still creepy, and he really enjoyed using the REM pod, and I think what I'm excited about, and I was watching the replay a little bit today, and the fact that we actually had a chance to use his neighbor, who they hated each other. Well, he's creepy. He used to watch his daughter and stuff, so, you know, like not watching and like look, like stare and creepy watch. You know, we got to use him as kind of like the, you know, we had him in there and he was kind of provoking a little bit just because he was there. And every mm-hmm. time he would talk, you know, it seems like the responses were triggered by John
by having
being
him there.
There.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
it made it really cool. So, you know, look for that to hit either tomorrow or the next day, and then we'll have a bunch of you know, cams that we had stand still, and people can watch them and see if they, you know, and listen to them. We have a ghost box running and stuff. So there's a lot of stuff that's coming to our Facebook, YouTube, and I think we're going to throw it on Instagram as well because
we can.
Our Restream, because Restream.io allows us to. So why not?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But
exciting.
Loose tie-in to our next featured segment. We were at the theater, and we know we've talked about investigating theaters with Alex.
Uh-huh.
And I think we should go ahead and bring her on for the spooky stuff segment. We don't have our new intro for her yet. We were talking about it. It's gonna be amazing. And you know, right before the show, we're talking about the guy who's doing all of our intros. He does 100 different voices, and mm-hmm. I think we're gonna surprise Alex with multiple versions of her intro. So I do not do multiple voices. I do one voice. So in my voice, I will bring Alex Matsuo with the spooky stuff. Alex, how are you?
I'm doing good, Rob. How are you?
Good. So you knew it was me because it was my one voice. I only have one voice. I probably have more, but I'm not necessarily sure I'm going to try them out live on radio.
Thank God.
Why not? Give it a try.
Yeah, you know what? It might be like my last show. I'll go in hiding afterwards. So.
I'm embarrassed, man.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not a highly embarrassed person, but if I butcher a voice or, yeah, do something in real time that I regret later that you can't erase, you know, that's bad. It's recording. If it wasn't recording, then maybe. But the fact that, you know, it is, it throws a whole other element into the fact that I don't want to do it.
Awesome.
So what do we have in store tonight for the spooky stuff? What's going on? I'm sure with the Halloween, there's a lot of stuff that you had going on. And what do we have?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Where do I even begin? Well, yeah, because of the Halloween weekend, there's a lot of news happening about the paranormal. And actually, I had a feature done on me by Spectrum News. Let's see. It was filmed a couple weeks ago, but it finally aired. I think it was today. And it was all about how I was a little nervous to do this story because I was a little worried that I was going to be depicted like Grey Gardens status with talking about my life as a paranormal investigator and talking about the increase in cases that we got when COVID happened. But it was tastefully done, but I'm not going to lie, I was a little concerned. So that story aired today on Spectrum News. You can actually find it if you Google my name or you Google ghost hunting if you want to read the story and dive in more. But, yeah, I really talked about how, you know, people were home more during the pandemic and, you know, lockdowns and everything. If there was anything weird happening at home, people definitely realized it rather quickly within, like, a week of the pandemic starting. So and that's still the case today. My team got quite the influx of calls when the lockdown happened. So, like, people were home more. They started to notice more weird stuff happening at home. So that story is out. And, goodness, there's a lot. Newsweek actually put out a story as well. And the story is basically talking about – I always feel funny about when – you know, ghost hunters are talking about, like, you know, science and their use of science. And I thought it was interesting that the article was written by a hardcore skeptic. People who are part of the skeptic community They may know the name Rob Lea. So he wrote an article for Newsweek about the science of ghost hunting, which I thought was interesting. And it was fairly tastefully done. Anytime anything is written by a skeptic, not that I don't enjoy skeptics or appreciate what they do, but sometimes not many are very tactful when they talk about ghost hunting, at least not without making people seem kooky. But he wrote a very tasteful article for Newsweek called "Paranormal Investigators Who Use Science Reveal What Ghost Hunters Get Wrong." And it was an interesting article. He highlighted another skeptic named Kenny Biddle, as well as another skeptic named Haley Stevens, who runs the blog Haley is a Ghost. And, you know, I think it's interesting for, you know, it wasn't going out and saying ghosts aren't real. It basically, the article, two skeptics are into the paranormal. So it's worth a read. And it, you know, I thought it was interesting that Newsweek, of all publications, Newsweek covered this. So it seemed like it was a step forward in making what we do a little bit more legitimate and also exposing what a lot of ghost hunters don't do when it comes to research. So I was pleasantly surprised to see that.
Well, and I think this time of year brings out the enthusiast, the armchair enthusiast. And you bring up a good point about the skeptics. You know, that's something that we have to deal with on a daily basis when it comes to, you know, people replying, commenting on what we post, commenting on our live streams. And I think the fact that people are skeptical does not bother me. It's just the tact in which they approach it, I feel, is the main issue. And, you know, if you approach, and it's so much easier to approach something, and your lack of tact is so much easier to do when you're behind a keyboard. You know, and I think that also plays a factor in it. You know, if you go to a convention and people ask questions, I'm sure they're going to ask their questions, and like the way they present their questions will be much different than the way that they do when they type them out, you know. So, or they make a video about them. You know, if you're making a standalone video by yourself, you know, you can be as cocky and as arrogant as you want to be. And I think that's what kind of like turns people off sometimes. You know, when they're trying to do the right thing, they're like, you know, when we investigate or we post something, you're like, oh, this is cool. If you like it, cool. If you don't like it, that's cool too. We thought it was interesting, and then people like, well, you know, our approach is very, you know, here, that's exactly our approach. You know, here's what, take a look at it. We kind of think it's, you know, we think it's something if you don't find, but then, you know, not in any kind of like high and mighty way that we post it. And then people will say, oh, well, you know, and I think that's the first thing is when you get a response, it starts out, oh, well, you know, then, you know, it's going downhill from there. You know, that's what I've realized.
Yep.
There's like those first like four words, you can pretty much then tell if it's going to go downhill drastically based on their first four words, you know. So it's a good point to bring up, and I think this time of year draws out everyone from skeptics to not. And it's just how they approach it, I think, is based on how they're received. It's much easier to receive somebody who is, you know, at least tactful about it.
Yep. And that's actually why I was pleasantly surprised being familiar with the author and the two people featured in the article. I was pleasantly surprised. It was very tactful. I didn't walk away from the article being like, ooh, I'm offended. It was like, oh, okay. Well, you know, if y'all are like this all the time, maybe we can actually get along. So
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know that I could get along with all of them.
That's a good point. but of all publications, Newsweek. So I'm like, whoa, wow, okay.
Yeah, I think that's you know, we've noticed a lot more, you know, mainstream media and mainstream sites and social media that are just getting involved in it. And I think it's become so popular that I think everyone now has to do something, like in October, which I think has its ups and downs. You know, it's like when we were putting together our stuff, you know, and we noticed there's 100 other people doing something as well. Mm-hmm. Are we better? Like, is it the right time to release, like, your most amazing evidence or your most amazing investigation? I don't think it is anymore. I think the Halloween right. time is just to, you know, maybe write a fluff piece or do something, you know, mm-hmm. good, but yet, you know, why release something on the same day that there's 100 other things released? So I kind of took mm-hmm. a different approach to it myself, and I know that's what we did with Live Paranormal Stuff, is like we were talking about, it's like mm-hmm. everyone's releasing something. Yeah, everyone's doing something right. today. Everyone's doing something this weekend. You know, so it's kind of like, what do we do? It's become, is it become like oversaturated now because it's October?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great point. So, yeah, I imagine the news is going to thin out a little bit now after this. I know the latest Paranormal Activity movie also came out. It hasn't been very well received. So in case you're wondering, if you want to watch it on Paramount Plus, Paranormal Activity Next of Kin is also out. I know I'm planning. I love the Paranormal Activity movies. I find them a lot of fun. But this latest one hasn't gotten the greatest reviews, but it was also competing with Dune. So that might have
right.
something to do with it.
Yeah, I have not seen it yet, and I look forward to checking it out. Have you watched all of them, or what's your take on that? Yeah, I think that it's a good movie. It's the scare factor is there, but is it realistic? You know, nine times out of ten,
no. Oh
no. No, it's more of a comedy thing.
It was funny because the original took place in San Diego, but none of us knew that until like the end capture of like, oh, you know, Kate, San Diego Police Department answered the call about Kate, and you know, she's still untraceable to this day. And of course, we were, you know, I thought they changed it for each city to freak people out, but no, I was like, oh no, this took place in San Diego. And I remembered walking out of the theater with my friend Dante, and I'm like, huh, well, that was fun and spooky, but weird. That is so weird. That is the same city as we live in. So,
right.
Yeah, they're fun. Not realistic, but they're fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it does take some people's expectations and bumps them up a tad because, you know, mm-hmm. you go out to a location, they're like, you know, they're expecting that. Or your live stream, they're expecting that. You know, and in reality, I always joke. I'm like, well, if, you know, this person gets, you know, thrown up against a wall or is levitating or whatever, then we know we've got the good activity, which in reality, it never happens. I have never seen anyone get pinned up against a wall high up on a wall. That's become my, like, new holy grail for wanting to see. So one day I hope Nikki gets thrown up against a wall, like, pinned up, like, right point where she's, like, 10 feet up in the air because – Then I'd be all set.
Yep. Or having a Ouija board catch on fire while it's sitting on the counter.
Oddly enough, we had a candle in a Ouija board room. We had Ouija board stuff around. We had a candle light itself. That was and that's one thing that like I tend to always forget, and I don't know why. But then when I think about it, I'm like, wow, that could be like our best activity that's ever. Like, it was so bizarre, like the candle was out for over an hour, and all of a sudden, it just lit. The flame started again.
Oh, that is weird. It's cool.
And I think
awesome.
We have it captured. we have it captured, like, on a side angle where you can, like, kind of see it, but, of course, like, they must have known that was, like, the one candle off camera. Because it wasn't
mm-hmm,
lit.
Of course.
You know, it's like we were rotating it in case, like, the other ones died or whatever. So it, all of a sudden we're just sitting there and we both look and we're like, you know, that just lit by itself. And she's like, yeah. And we were doing a live stream in a Ouija board room with like the Ouija board there, the Ouija board table. So we kind of had something that might qualify, but it was one of the more like interesting pieces of evidence that we have mm-hmm. captured.
Yep. Side angle capture.
That's awesome, though.
Well, when we go back, you'll have to join us because it's, you know, that's the only downside is you're a little bit farther than, you know, than we are from some of these Pennsylvania locations, but
yeah.
we're hitting the road and we're being pretty aggressive. So, you know, if you're ever, and we're doing our show live from some of the locations, so you'll have to do the spooky stuff live from one of these shows.
Yeah.
Or one of these spots.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Just keep me in the loop on where you go and I'll see what I can make work.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, that, you know, apparently we even talk the same now, but when next week comes, we're going to have a better intro. It may be Elmo. It may be Kermit the Frog.
You never know.
you never know what you're going to get. So be ready.
Oh, a little Forrest Gump in there. That's cool.
Yeah, I don't know. Now it's I feel like I set the standard super low with the Elmo and Kermit the Frog, and I got to really see what kind of voices our guy does. And when it comes to me, you know, I'll know when he gives me his list. I'm like, that's it.
Yeah. Ah, I'm excited now. Bar's not low. It's pretty high if I got Elmo introducing me.
Yeah, and I don't know about the, like, if that's, like, the legality of that. As long as I guess we don't say it is Elmo, I think it'll fly. But, yeah, because we're definitely not endorsed by, like, you know, public television or anything. So, but anyway, we'll, you know what, we could always do something with them, but, it was nice having you on tonight, and we look forward to next Tuesday and seeing what's transpired over the past the next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It was fun talking about the spooky stuff.
You got it.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it, the spooky stuff. Do we need I think we might need outros. Do we need outros?
I think we do, too. Like, whoa.
Yeah, like whatever voice that we have do the intro,
I don't know if I'm gonna
the guy do an outro.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to, and that, there we have it, the spooky stuff with Alex Matsuo. And we look forward to, you know, her call in next week. And that might be a significant, that might be okay for an outro.
Yeah.
But it would sound cooler if we had, like, a fake celebrity voice.
Yeah.
But on that note, which I don't know what note it is, maybe our next guest, Doug Baker, maybe he's got a voice. Maybe he, you know, maybe he's talented. We don't know about Doug. Let's bring him on.
Could
see what
be.
He's got.
Let's see.
Doug, how are you doing?
Well, hello there. I'm doing well. How are you?
Wonderful.
We're recovering from a long October of filming. You know, we were on the road, and we're not now. And it seemed like we have a horrible setup of our filming day as also coincides with our show days. So, you know, when we're out in Timbuktu, a lot of times it doesn't really work well with our connections and stuff. So we're back, and we're back live on the radio. Though we snuck in some live streams via TikTok and stuff. So how was your Halloween season? Did you do many good shows?
Halloween was great. I did a couple of shows out. I didn't get to travel as much as I'd like to, but I did a couple of shows out, and some of the radio shows here turned out great. We had some fun callers, so I'm getting a little more practice at it, so I don't sound quite so new now. But it was fun. I met some really fun people and found out about some neat stuff in Indiana for next year. Didn't get to go to that, but I found out about it. So it turns out there's a lot out there if you look. But
oh,
I,
yeah.
as you know, I tried to stay real close to home there for a while and then wondered why I never went anywhere. If there is much haunted stuff around here, people aren't talking about it. So, but there's a couple out there, but there's one I really like, but I don't know if they'd, I haven't asked them for their permission to mention them on the show yet, so I can't say a word about them yet till I get it. But when I do, I will. It was fun. I had a good time, which I'm sure everyone really is happy they heard that now. But it was a great October. I'd look forward to next year. So I got a few things done. I got some material picked up, but I haven't gotten to go through it all and analyze it yet. So I don't even know what I got. But we'll see. I tried something a little new where I did what I normally do, and then I brought some of the gizmos and gadgets along too. So we'll see if I got anything.
Awesome. That's always cool.
Well, you'll definitely have to join us one of these times soon. I know we're really good at providing people with short notice. And I think it's because our schedules, you know, they that's how we roll. Is short notice. You know, there's a lot of times it's like, you know, Sunday, and we're like, all right, we're going tomorrow. You know, so to roll with us, you have to be super
look
short
bags
notice. That's
already.
The,
ready to go. Yeah.
The issue.
I guess I'll just have to keep a little suitcase in the car.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and the one thing that is nice is we will be going back to both of the locations we did the past couple of weeks. We streamed them live on TikTok, but we didn't really have enough reception or time to do our radio show. But we will be going back. And I know you're familiar with the area somewhat of the one we're going to. And then the other was really just about 45 minutes away. So, you know, we had some really successful live streams, and you know, I think it was good, and it was weird, and it wasn't your standard paranormal haunting. As I sent you the little clip of some of the stuff we captured, or the clips of the people talking. It was the first Tuesday show that we were going to have you come out to was a guy who was just a creepy guy. You know, he preyed on women and children, and he's still there in the house. So it's not like you're dealing with like a child or a nursing home patient or something. You're dealing with a not so nice entity. Yeah, a creeper.
Yeah.
So that was kind of you had to just kind of stay on your toes with that one, and it was good. It was interesting. He definitely is there. And the one luxury we had is the neighbor now owns his property, and the neighbor hated him for obvious reasons. One was that he would go in his backyard and stare over the fence at the neighbor's daughter swimming in the pool and just sit there.
Oh, God.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, and he tried to lure little kids into the house. He had, you know, it's like one of those things. So they gave us some information on it. We kind of just put a general post out, and we got a response that, hey, you might want to check out this house. There's a lot of activity that we think is going on. Everyone's creeped out by going in there. There's lights on in the house that come on and off, and there's no electricity. And we're like, all right, this sounds like a typical, you know, thing. But, you know, we're always wary of, like, someone responding to, like, a general post of ours and why they want us out there. But it turned out it was owned by the mayor of the city, you know, which I think leads it to a little bit more credibility. And the mayor and this guy, they hated each other, obviously. And the stories that were told to us, like, as we went in through the house, we realized that they were 100% accurate. Like, we heard
No, not exaggerated.
Like, he had a fixation with the girl who was like lived across the street. We're like, okay, you know, maybe, but how can you verify that? So we walk in there, and he's got all this personal stuff. It's like it looks like an episode of Hoarders.
Yeah.
And he had handmade signs for the little girl for her 10th birthday. It said, happy 10th birthday,
oh,
Abby. He, like, held it up in the window. Yeah, so it was, like, all everything that they were telling us. We found, like, photo albums.
We found
to
be 100%
kids, like,
true.
Yeah, newspaper
yeah.
articles
wow.
of little kids, and he circled them and, like, then wrote little, like, weird, creepy notes on the side of them. You know, like, look
yeah.
at that smile and stuff. Like, super creepy. Like, it wasn't, like, scary creepy. It was, like, creepy creepy. You're, like, not good stuff. You know, we didn't know if he was keeping souvenirs or whatever. So, you know, and
yeah.
they, it... And he was definitely there because, and then the, I think the part that really made it interesting was that neighbor, the mayor, he came in and investigated with us. He's never been on an investigation. He just, he believes in the paranormal and even those crazy stuff happens there. And as he was kind of like, I wouldn't say provoking, but he was, you know, he would say, you bastard and stuff like that. And then our devices would go crazy. Like the REM pods would be going off and stuff. And, yeah, he was like, hey, if you can, make these lights go on by itself, you should be able to light that device up. And lo and behold, the device lights up. You know, so
yeah,
it was really,
lit it
like,
up.
Really.
Oh, wow.
So I think you would have, like, enjoyed the activity, but yet it was, you know, it was, like, uneasy. But, yeah, you know, you have fun with it and you kind of learn from it and use it as research. But it was definitely off.
Yeah.
So that's
well, it certainly sounds
like
one you may
right?
not want to go into by yourself.
Yes. That's the kind of places we like to take people, Doug. So, like, we invite you out to
that's
the coolest
right.
places. You know, some of your
only
friends might invite you out to dinner. They might invite you out to dinner. Some of your friends might invite you, like, to concerts and stuff. We like to invite you to pedophile houses. So
yep.
That's what,
well.
You know, where this guy... You know, shot himself right here in the living room. Let's
oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah, come check it out. It'll be fun. He's probably still here
it
to talk.
It was fun, and he
yeah.
was still there, so it was awesome.
Oh, yeah. You know what the
well,
funny, not the funny part was? Is like, you know, we weren't even investigating, and he was talking on my phone. It was like, you know, I was just like, I was just filming, like, the mayor talking, and the guy walking us through and stuff. And as we were, like, looking through the book, Nikki was like, hey, look at this. This is weird. He's got the little picture, but it's just this boy. And we get on my phone, you hear it goes, yeah. Like, just, like, creepy responses just, like, on my phone. You know, it wasn't even like we were investigating it.
Wow.
Like, no devices, just straight out EVPs.
Yeah,
I
was just nosing through the
back
stuff.
Yeah. You know, and as we were going upstairs, he like a loud whisper yell, slow down. You know, and it was just,
oh,
so
wow.
He must have a lot of energy, a lot of stuff there that he can definitely communicate.
Oh, yeah.
So let us know when you're ready.
Well, it certainly sounds like it if he hasn't left the house, I mean, and it's still got most of his stuff in it. There's no reason to believe he wouldn't be able to collect a lot of energy from it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we can maybe have dinner in his kitchen and stuff if you want. No,
do
it
Dude,
up real nice.
I don't know about that.
I don't know that I'd eat his cooking. I'd probably bring my own for sure. But
yeah, you
yeah,
definitely
know what they say.
That,
you don't eat anything from the fairies. You don't eat anything from the ghosties either. I've seen way too many of those movies.
Yeah,
no.
Well,
if any of my sci-fi and crappy horror film research is to be believed, yeah, you don't eat anything they cook, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Well, to make it even worse is, like, you know, he shot himself, and, you know, they even have, like, the carpet cut out where he was laying, you know, from the bloodstains
oh.
and stuff. So it's, like, it's as legit as possible.
It's super
wow.
awesome.
I bet you did get some amazing stuff in there.
Oh,
goodness.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
so many places, the things,
it.
Well, so many of it, I mean, so many places you go, the places haven't had anything happen in 50 years, 70 years, 100 years, and you're lucky if you can get a memory of it or just a quick glimpse, much less that they're, you know, still right there, very active. So that's kind of neat. I mean, the subject matter is, of course, off-putting, but, I mean, at the same time, when you think about that spirit, where the heck else are they going to go? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I certainly wouldn't think that the other side would necessarily not want them, but they may not want to leave either. It's not that they couldn't go home, but they may simply not want to because they're afraid they're not going to get to see anything anymore. I mean, if he looked out the windows once, I'm sure he still is.
Apparently he is.
It's one of the things. They've all seen him looking out the window still.
Yeah.
Keeping up with his favorite pastime of creepy staring.
Being creepy. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like he's got the perfect location, and I'm willing to bet the mayor's probably not going to sell the house anytime soon. God knows what would move in there next.
Well, I believe he's going to actually tear the house down. That was the urgency of us going there. He's going to bulldoze. Mm-hmm. He also owns a bulldozing company. So the guy who owns the house.
Of course
he
does.
He's the mayor. He owns
he's got the connections. Yeah, he owns the machine.
He owns
to make it
the house. Do whatever he wants to do. He's like, don't forget I'm the mayor. You're like, okay.
Well, that probably does come with certain privileges. Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. Permit dining. I'm the mayor.
I'm going to apply to be the mayor where I live just because it sounds like it can be pretty cool. Doubt I'll get it ever, but still.
Especially if it comes with a free bulldozer. Yeah.
Dude, that would be so cool.
And you can just bulldoze whatever you want because you're the mayor. You can ride the bulldozer to work. It's fine.
I would, too.
It's like
a video of someone that was driving a tank around town not too long ago.
There you go.
I remember seeing that. Yeah. I could see you doing that, the paratank.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll be rolling through. Yep. Rolling down the street to Gettysburg in my tank. Good times.
Yeah, it would be a good marketing point.
It would be.
It really would.
But I'd be able to cover everything.
You could do the play on Tank Girl. Well, you couldn't do Tank Girl because the copyright, you'd probably have to do Tank Lady, but I think you could make it work.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be Tank
Lady.
They're
calling me
that. Could work.
I'm not calling myself that. It's okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, actually, we're going to be setting up some more investigations soon. And we'll definitely invite you to come out, and you can do your show right from there if you want. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing is, like, even if we go on non-Tuesday, you can still live stream a show. Yeah, it doesn't have to be that specific day. So we'll keep you posted. We'll give you a little bit, more notice, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe there'll be two. We'll give you one. We'll give you one with, like, a ton of advance notice, and then we'll just keep you on the short list of, like, hey, tomorrow, you ready type of list.
Yeah.
That sounds fine with me, yeah. We've had a lot going on here, but we're starting to get it all settled down, so it'll be a lot more flexible to be able to get out with shorter notice. So I'm excited about that. Cool. There's just been a lot going on. I think everybody has had, so, I'm not saying I'll write me a hall pass on that, but you know what I mean. Yeah, I think that sounds great. I would definitely like to get out more, and it'd be fun to do a live stream and see how it goes. I think people enjoy those.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, and I know that's the first one we did together after at the Bell Nursing Home. People really got, they really liked that, so... they like the investigations and, the stuff like, with that as well and, getting the reading aspect. So it'll be good. But, so next Tuesday we'll be back live with, you'll be live with your show, we'll be live with our show, or maybe we'll be investigating you, so I don't know. I always feel like I jinx myself. If I'm like, hey, we're going to be investigating, then it's going to fall apart. If I'm like, hey, we're coming live from the radio, then we're going to be out investigating. But thanks for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
We have one more guest to bring on. So if you want to give one more plug to where people want to get a reading, where's the best place for them to get a reading? Is it the best place on Facebook?
Yes, it is, because if they've got questions, they can reach me there, and it's just Readings by Doug on Facebook, so it's easy to find.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you, and we appreciate your show, and we're happy you're now full-time with Live Paranormal, and we will talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Okay.
I'll talk with you soon. Have a good night. Okay. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
It's always nice to talk to Doug. And
I know. It always makes me smile.
It does. We didn't talk about anything silly because we're moving the show along tonight. Yeah, normally we have like something that we laugh about. We end up talking about that for like the entire hour.
Yeah, like the Spurtle.
I would bring it up. I would bring it up, and as I said, I would bring it up. You spit it out, and now we gotta stay focused because I don't want to respond.
Okay.
Next thing you know, we're looking it up and we're buying one, and then we have Lisa coming on. And
yeah.
I actually want to talk to her. Not that I did not actually not want to talk to her, but well, she's going to be doing some radio with Live Paranormal, and I think it's a good thing. So let's bring on Lisa the Purple Dahlia, not your average medium. You know, I haven't typed that out in a long time, and I typed it out, quitting it, and I forgot how long it takes to type out. So Lisa, we're going to have to shorten that when it comes to the characters for the radio show, because you only have like
Yeah, we can just go by Lisa, the Purple Dahlia, the girl that owns some Spurtles, because I did get some.
Did you really get one?
I got like a package of them. They had like 8 of them in there, so I got them in all different sizes, and once you have one, you totally get it. It's a thing. It's a thing.
I need a Spurtle in my life.
You know?
I don't have wooden ones. I have the rubbery ones.
That's what I want. I want the rubbery ones. I don't want the wooden Spurtle.
I'll hook you up, Nikki, because I love you. Rob, not so much. She really wants me to... He's like,
damn Spurtle.
Talk to
and Rob's like,
maybe I won't.
He took a
I actually like the Spurtle. No, that's not true. I had to explain what
it was to my sons and my husband, and they're like, is it a thing? And I'm like, it's a thing. And then once they started using, they're like, oh, my God, I need one. I'm like, well, don't take mine.
See? Yeah.
Wait, well, and don't hook her up with one because I'm running short on birthday gift ideas
Spurtle?
Or Christmas ideas. So I know... I can get her a Spurtle, and it'll be, like, you'll be stealing
my thunder.
You know what's
great? No, it is a fantastic gift for Christmas or any, like, birthday, anniversary, or holiday? A gift certificate for a reading from the Purple Dahlia.
Look at that. Ding.
But don't bump.
I was going to say a gift certificate for a Spurtle. You should start selling Spurtles.
Spurtles, the paranormal Spurtle.
A free Spurtle with every reading.
Yes, get a little food ghost on it, carved on it.
Yeah, a Spurtle with every reading.
To go through and not stay.
Yeah.
So were you talking about that pedophile next level house that I warned you not to touch anything to get a tetanus shot, to wear like garbage bags over your arms and then some, and then bathe
in bleach?
I should
have done that. I didn't.
We bought gloves and we didn't use them. But we brought hand sanitizer. So
there's not enough hand sanitizer in the world, Rob.
I'll tell you what's something that really bugs me still, and I think about it now. I was like, wow, that I shouldn't have done that. So
I can't believe
you're going to
admit this on air again.
I'm going to admit it because it bothers me still. I feel like I need to share it just because it, like, I just think about it all the time.
Everyone's going to judge you. I'm judging.
Nikki, this is a safe area. He can express everything. We'll judge after we hear it.
Yes.
That's all. Do tell.
So I get back in the car, and she looks at me. She's like, oh, my God, what are you doing? And I was picking my teeth with my hands that I didn't put hand sanitizer yet after going in the house.
Nasty. Nope. TMI.
Yeah. I can't remember if she hit my hand like out of my mouth or whatever, but it's like she's looking. She's like, "Oh my
and
god,
everything
what are you doing?"
Was
I'm like,
Everything was covered in urine.
No! I'm not sure it was all urine. It was stuff, and let's just call it stuff, because I don't want to... Yeah, no, it's stuff.
Yeah. Daddy had his hand in his mouth, and I'm like, what
every...
the hell?
That would take like a gallon of my liquid smudge, okay? And then is the mayor having a contest on who gets to light the match?
I know, right?
He's going to bulldoze.
I want to be the one that lights the match. I've been working on way too many cold case files lately that just are not, I keep telling myself, I love my job, I love my job.
Tell her the kicker, Rob.
You brought him home with you?
No. About what we found out about the book and everything.
Oh, the book and Amy?
What he's believed to have...
Yeah, supposedly he killed his first wife.
Yeah.
Dude, I told you that before you went in. I told you he wasn't a novice to killing. I told you that. This is that creepy house, right? The one
The funny part. The kicker is she's talking about is it's written by his son, the book. His son came out the book that he killed his first wife.
Well, you know what happens serial killers that have children usually groom the children to do what they do. Just saying.
Boy, was it right?
Lizzie Borden. That's you, Lizzie Borden. Just saying.
Right.
Because her father and her uncle were both pedophiles, so, like, see where I'm going with this? Like, there's never just one in the family. If there's a crack nut, there's going to be another nut in the family.
We actually got a chance to verify some of the stuff. Because when we were walking through, like, we saw some stuff that we're like, oh, my God, that could be really creepy. And it turns out it was really creepy. Like, the girl across the street, we saw that there was a handmade sign that said, Happy Birthday, Abby. And,
Did you really think it wasn't true?
You kind of hope that, you know, people are, like, over-exaggerating. But, like, nothing was over-exaggerated, which is bizarre.
Like, did you think the Amityville horror was fake?
I don't know. Never been there.
Be honest. Okay, so, Nikki, you have to listen. So, have you been watching TV lately, guys, and you see this thing, it's, like, based on real stories. So, they show, like, the Amityville car, and it's based on a real neighborhood and a real house and a real situation, right? And then they did the Poltergeist, which we all think, like, you know, Caroline, don't go into the light, and it's in California. Hell no! It's down the street from the Amityville house. I say they're connected. I'm not the only one that thinks this. And people are now, like, I worked a couple of parties, and they're all like, we met you at the Lizzie Borden. We want to go on the next investigation. Tell us where you want to go. We'll go. So, yeah, like, people are interested in checking this stuff out, like, real, like, it's based on a factual thing. And I'm, and as soon as they're like, oh, what did you do last week? And I was like, oh, I drove up and down 495 and 995 and Fall River, and the first thing they go is the Fall River Killer. I'm like, oh, he has a name. That was a long day. Yeah.
Okay.
So when I invite my friends to come along with me, you need to understand this. It's not because I expect you to investigate. It's because I expect you guys to look out for anybody or anybody stupid enough to jump out of the bushes and go boo. Because if the guy hasn't been found yet, I don't want to be that one that thinks they're Joe Funny and jumps out of the tree and goes boo, and then you think you're not going to get poked with a dowsing rod. You might. You just might. You never know. You never know. So what's going on? Did the ghost follow through, I assume, from the footage that you sent me of that house? I'm sorry, the theater, where he said he was going to be super active. He kept his word?
No.
Popcorn, no butter.
Nothing.
What was the one with the balloon?
Absolutely nothing. That was at the day after. So we went to the Keeley Mansion the day after.
Yes.
It's in the same city. It's like right down the street. And we have the, like, one of the most incredible get outs. I found another get out that I don't know if you got a chance to listen to or not. But I believe when we got there, our initial, like, walkthrough, we were yelled at, get out, and then he followed up
not
like
as impressive
2 hours
as the other.
Later.
So
oh, you see, you
did
heard
security
it.
Yell get out, or was yeah. it a spirit? I'm just saying.
No, the key was left for us. Like, it was just us. And
yeah, it was just us.
The mansion the next day was crazy. We were only there for like 3 or 4 hours, and we got a lot of stuff. And we're going to go back to the theater. I think the theater just kind of
has to warm up.
It was weird. Like, a lot of our devices weren't functioning to par, but we just didn't get anything.
That was. Don't forget, that was just as the veil was like at its thinnest too. So.
Yeah, I think we were totally.
You might get something
all
better
of our
now
jacked.
Yeah, it was one of those like, oh, we're here. We know you're here. You introduced yourself, and now we're going to screw with all your stuff.
It pretty much, yeah. Everything was jacked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went and we replaced batteries. We did the computer programs that we use had faulty errors in them.
Yeah,
it was just
super weird.
Super
everything.
Strange.
Yeah.
But lo and behold, the next day we went over to the mansion, which we'll have to get you out to one day.
Oh my God, you're gonna love
and,
it.
And
oh, I'm not doing
yeah,
much. I just hang out, you know, eat bonbons. I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I just hang out
yeah,
here and yeah, definitely.
Super cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good.
Well, when you invite Doug, I want to meet Doug because he's such a sweetheart.
He's very funny, too, like funny, and you know, and he's kind of like he's like one of us, where we can you know mess around, we joke with him and stuff, and you know it's
oh yeah,
he's a,
people
it's a,
who
he's
never investigated you will learn that you need humor. It's not that we're disrespectful, but you've got to break up the darkness with some ha ha.
Right. Yeah.
It's not that it's appropriate. We're trying to be inappropriate. It's a lot. It's like you're taking on the weight of the world when you go in there. You need something that's going to break it up. You'll lose your
that
sanity.
Keep yourself sane, yeah.
Right. That's crazy. Hey, where are you guys going this week? What old house are you going to? Because Spirit's showing me a house right now. It's got like a farmer's porch, or I think it's a federal porch, maybe. A lot of columns.
We don't know yet.
Sounds like we're
taking. Yeah. I don't know where we're going. We're going somewhere probably within the next week or so because we have some stuff to do. And we took this week off because we wanted to do a radio show because we had stuff to catch up on.
And I needed to sleep.
But
I hear you.
But
hey, if you ever need me to fill in for you guys, that's fine. Just make sure you set it to on, and then I can just go in, and then I'll just shut the lights off after.
There you go.
Well, and then on top of it, we wanted to, you know, have you do a show on the radio podcast that ends right or starts right when ours ends, and you know, have you interview some of these teams and talk paranormal with people and give your perspective. So yeah, we look forward to organizing that with you as well.
I would love to do that. You guys know that. I'll help you out any way I can. You know that. You guys come first.
Oh.
Well, and I think it'll be good.
Who else
could
tag team and pick on Rob?
Right?
Amen.
I just cry.
It's okay, Rob. We know.
I cry all the time. It's like the staple of my – that should be – I was trying to come up with a new tagline because she hates all the other taglines we've ever had. So
what
be like,
tagline?
Anywhere.
For
I can't say it because she hates when I say it. Yes.
Don't you know that I came up with a whole thing for Live Paranormal? It's like thanks for choosing Live Paranormal. You're one-stop shopping for all things paranormal and live. People love it. I don't know where it came from because it didn't come from the professional.
I thought people liked mine, but I was told it was dumb. It is. Bad. So
maybe it's a rough
grab.
It just needs a little work, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
So it should be
Do you know how live paranormalists. I mean, you guys are the OGs.
You
have everything from the ITC shows, which are very interesting, and you can actually understand, because if I can understand it, anybody can understand it, and that's with Rob Hernandez. Then you've got Patty Negri, you know, the one who works with Zach Bagans, which is why you should call him for all that creepy stuff and be, hey, Zach, look what I got for you. Buy this stuff. And then you got, like, Sheena Metal, and then you have Doug, and then you have myself, and then you have the professor. I mean, you've got every facet there is to live paranormal. Why would you want to go anywhere else?
That's right.
Okay, my tag.
I mean,
my tagline is
it all happens here.
No.
It all happens here. It's the best tagline ever. It all happens here.
Yeah, and live. Because a lot of people don't understand that, like, oh, is it live or it's not live? But when that red light's on, oh, it's live. So when they go, oh, no, that didn't just happen. Yeah, we scripted that. No, you couldn't possibly script that. That was real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you guys been to the Bridgewater Triangle?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
You're familiar with it? Have you been there, though, to see the crazy
stuff? No.
Okay, well, since that happened to be where we had a drive-through for the Fall River guy thing, you know. So you know how you see the stuff, like, with the Bermuda Triangle in every movie and, like, oh, the compass doesn't work. There's a weird forest, like, your gas gauge does weird stuff. Your pendulum does weird stuff.
Yeah.
Do you remember the look on my face when we did the table tipping?
Yeah.
Like, when the table took off, like, it's not tipping. When the table took off, I was like, oh, my God, right? This was just as creepy, and it stops as soon as you're out of the center of that area. And then, say, if you come off an exit and turn around and go back, coming the opposite direction on the other exit, it's crazy. Like, I really think something, like, there's just been some weird stuff happening lately. I don't know, weird on every level. Some of the stuff I didn't see coming, but you did warn me, Nikki. very weird stuff.
Told you.
But some of the other stuff, like, it's like, is it a sign that you're making a dent or you're becoming famous to the deceased when you start hearing your name on stuff? I was like, I'm sort of.
Hey,
like,
we heard your name too.
When?
Weren't we at Kaylee? Rob.
Is Kaylee the one with the doctor that does the weird stuff in the basement?
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah,
you
we,
and
we
Jenna
can,
did one investigation.
Verify.
Rob,
we heard Lisa.
Night, and then both of you got different, I got different things from each one of you guys because you did it for different nights. Is that where you're going this weekend or is that where you just got back from?
We just got back.
I do not know if we're going there, but we could conceivably, but we don't know.
Yeah.
We
be careful on the stairs. If you are going back there, please, Nikki, particularly you, be careful near the stairs.
Okay.
It feels like there's a new spirit there.
It could be.
Anybody connected to the house that recently passed?
I think it's been so many things,
and if I told people through that house that there could be.
Hard to.
Okay. Just be careful with the stairs. I don't trust the spirit. He's acting a little shady.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot to those stairs.
Well, I mean,
we're coming up on the pandemic, and
a lot of stuff were shut down.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to join us out there. We're going to do some more lives or remotes from there because there's a lot going on there. And
totally.
It's a really, really cool place. And you know, we might be doing more from there more often. So,
nice.
Anyway, we'll talk to you soon. It's coming up. It's now 11:30, and
okay.
Yeah, we'll definitely get your segment going. Maybe we'll talk tomorrow and see if we can start that as soon as humanly possible. And just kind of go over the game plan with you. And, you know, we appreciate you as always.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome sauce.
Very good.
Okay, I know this sounds
awesome
weird,
sauce.
But, like, just you might want to replay back the radio tonight because I'm being told that they've left a message for you, and I don't know what that is.
Ooh.
Weird, huh?
I don't know, but I thought
because
I heard
never
something.
Get that.
I thought I heard something maybe like a minute or two ago. I thought I heard a fourth voice that was super strange.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm being told specifically by Spirit that you're going to want to replay it because they've left a message for you, is how they put it, for you. It ain't me. It's for you.
Can they be specifically like in a time period? Like, you know, was it the last 3 minutes? Because that would be so much
more
beneficial
than having
listened to
a
whole
hour. It was
hour.
Exactly 3 minutes. It's like they're giving me 333.
There you go.
I hope that's a good sign because I don't know what 3 minutes, what, 3 minutes, 33 seconds maybe? Is that from here? Interesting. Let me know.
I thought it did.
Cool.
I was going to say something, but which is weird.
Oh, I'm excited. You'll have to let me know. That's good.
Maybe you should check. All right. I'll listen to it as soon as it's posted, and I'll see if I can get anything.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay. Holler if you need me.
Yeah,
and if anybody has questions about Life Paranormal, you can reach me on Facebook.
Yep.
I could have sworn. I'm going to listen back to that. I could have sworn I had said you.
Isn't that what I just said? They had a message for you.
But who's you? Me, you, her, you, us as a you, as a combined you?
I believe
you?
It was you that were you that were talking at the time. The message isn't for me.
Hmm.
It's a male, that's for sure.
I don't know. It's Keely. Keely's like, come back.
Yeah. Or it's Creepy Ed.
Yeah, I hope it's not Creepy Ed.
Well, now I'm curious what the message they sent you. I mean, they could have told me, but they didn't tell me, so I don't know.
Right. Well, it's exciting. I can't wait to know if there's something there.
If they tell you,
okay.
Send us a message.
Yeah.
Don't I always? Something
yes.
comes up, don't
Thank
I
you.
Always message you guys? I keep you in the loop at all times.
Appreciate yeah, that.
I stay awake at night wondering these things so you guys don't have to.
Oh, I love that. Thank you.
so much better than having to do anything. All right. Well, thanks for joining us tonight, and we will talk to you soon.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks,
thank you.
All right. Bye.
Well, I think we got everything kind of under control. We didn't waste much time and we kept all of our guests, you know, moving and kept everything going pretty well. So I think it worked out pretty good. Minus the no Elmo intro.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that yet, but I'll have to hear it first.
Could be kind of cool. I don't know. We'll have to gauge it.
A lot in the sense.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you for co-hosting tonight. And we'll see what we have going on next week. Probably be coming from some sort of location at some point.
Yes.
And check out our live stream and check out the replay of our live stream on all major platforms starting as soon as tomorrow.
Yay.
All right, we will see everyone soon.
Yep, everyone have a great week. See ya.
Bye.